Good morning, Jaleesa. Now, before we get into the heavy stuff here, JA, we're looking for players this morning who you think need to be fit and firing, who are going to take your club all the way to the grand final. So who's the one player within your club, if you're still in finals contention, who you need to have there all the way? For the Raiders, who would you earmark?
Ricky Stewart. No more press conference disasters, please.
Well, you've broadened the church there, haven't you? So I was looking for players, but let's go outside. So coaches, whoever. I mean, you know, is it mascots? You got to make sure your mascot's fit and firing to take the whole way.
Oh, but Victor the Viking, he's always firing. Yeah. There's never a day off when you're Victor the Viking.
Oh, that's funny. That's very, very good. So no more press conference outbursts and you'd be happy with your man, Ricky. Okay, let's get into what's bubbling around rugby league this morning and as of yesterday. We're going to find out possibly in about 45 minutes what the Newcastle Knights are intending to do off the back of this video. What can you see coming this morning? Certainly fines and perhaps something heavier for Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Kalyn Ponga is stripped of the captaincy, also given the fact that they cannot make the finals. It's the last few weeks that he won't be playing. So I imagine that he will probably be stripped of the captaincy and maybe reassessed that next year. If you're a Newcastle fan, it's incredibly frustrating that your captain, there's not much he can do to be on the field at the moment. He's obviously had those concussions, but there's plenty more you can do as a captain off the field. And when you've got people, you look at the games up at Newcastle at the moment, people are still attending. Even though they're going terribly and there's not much for them to watch at the moment, the Newcastle really supports their team. So it'd be so disappointing to see that, you know, the excuses, you know, Kalyn was out celebrating a house. Well, the people that buy you that house are your fans. That's, you know, the guys down the road that are buying your jerseys and that are taking trains and the women that are taking trains to your games. They're the ones that pay your way. It's an unusual job in that there's other people that directly pay your wage. So I think it's incredibly disappointing to see this from Kalyn Ponga for a trusted leadership position. He had probably a bit of damage done to his reputation when the new deal played out, the way that it played out in the media, and then he got that monstrous deal, which, whether you like it or not, comes with a lot of scrutiny and a lot of more responsibility when you are such a marquee signing. So it's disappointing, and I think he probably should be stripped of the captaincy, given also, too, that the next couple of weeks don't really matter in the context of their season. It's really just rebuilding their reputation.
Yeah, that's right, and reputation has taken a hammering. It's an interesting one you raise there, too, and this has been a long-term debate. Just because you get the biggest money at the club, does that mean that you have to act in a certain way and know your responsibilities just because you're getting that money? Or do those responsibilities lay even heavier with you when you are a position of leadership within the club and a co-captain of the club? To me, it's the latter. If they're saying to Kalyn Ponga at the start of this season, you're one of the leaders of this club, you're a captain of the club, you should therefore know your responsibilities in terms of how you present yourself, how you position the club and how you lead others that are looking up to you. And the money shouldn't really come into it. I mean, it does because that's the reality, but the money shouldn't come into it. So I just wonder, Jaleesa, did they miss the mark when they originally gave him the captaincy here? And was it a little bit too much too soon just to get the player across the line?
No, I don't think so, because I think if you're looking, I don't think it was a mistake to give him the captaincy, because if you're looking at him as one of the leaders of your club that's going to take you to a premiership, you kind of have to put a formal name on that. And, I mean, he's not young. He's 24. I mean, it's young in the context of life. But as a football player, we've seen much younger captains. Boyd Cordner was a captain at that age. I think had been a captain for like a year or so. And so I think that you've kind of, I agree with you, the title is what brings all the responsibility, but whether you like it or not, being on that money too brings the scrutiny. And so you have to be really careful for your own reputation that you're not damaging that yourself. He can't do much on the field at the moment, but what he can do is galvanise the group and say, rightio, we're going to really knuckle down and prove to our fans why they should stick with us the next few weeks. And that's the disappointing part, is that he hasn't done that. And you've also got to take it easy when you've kind of got that kind of injury too.
Correct.
So I would hope that he's looking after himself as well. It will be interesting to see if he goes to the World Cup or if he decides to go, no, I'm just going to stay back here and kind of to regroup. Like Josh Hust is one of the players that has gone, I'm not going to go to the World Cup. I'm going to focus on giving my club all the next time. That will be the next interesting move for him.
So the Knights have had the David Clemmer issue. They've had a wretched season. They've now got to deal with this as well. And I spoke to Barry Toohey earlier in the show and asked him if this is it, this is the turning point. I mean, I think it's very good timing for them that this has happened just a couple of weeks after Peter Parr has arrived, because they can now point it straight up the very top of the tree, and he knows how to deal with these kind of situations probably better than anyone else, perhaps at the club. So in my eyes, this is an opportunity. And this is why I'm really interested in what they say this morning, is because this is an opportunity for them to turn it around. Season's gone. We know that. We've had poor performances. We know that. Now we're having issues on and off the field, and we need to address these. So, guys, there's a line in the sand, and it starts right here, right now. Whether they back that up with severe penalties or not is going to be entirely up to them. But this could well be the time when perhaps next year, for instance, if the Knights get back and firing, they'll look back to this day and say that's where we had the opportunity to turn it around. They're at a fork in the road.
Yeah, and you're right. And poor Peter Parr, he's been the busiest man since he's come into that job. His first press conference was dealing with the Clemmer situation, and now he's dealing with this. But he's the best person to be dealing with this. And the thing is, what I think players maybe don't understand who are a little bit younger is the upper echelon of player who wins premierships is so professional. So, you know, could you think about, say, like someone like a Cameron Smith, a Billy Slater, those real, that won a lot of titles, both representative and for their own club, just had none of this surrounding them. It's just an upper echelon of professionalism that it takes to win a premiership.
Yeah, absolutely. Cameron Seraldo's 5-year deal at the Doggies. What was your reaction to this? I mean, it's a fantastic signing. He was the coach most wanted, but essentially he's a rookie coach and they've given him a big deal.
My first reaction to this was, thank God, I am so sick of this story. I never want to talk about where Cameron Seraldo is going to be at. May he sign a 20-year deal with the Bulldogs and we never talk about where he's going to be ever again. So that was my first reaction. My second reaction was, I felt a little bit sorry for Mick Potter, who I think there's no doubt that the Bulldogs have been looking far better, especially in attack. They looked really, at the start of the year, I think they looked like they just had a lot of fear. They were almost scared of stuffing up. And maybe the sacking of a coach kind of lets you let the shackles go a little bit, because I guess it's sort of a mark in your season that, okay, well, we probably can't make it and now we're looking to next year. Maybe that has helped as well. But I think Mick Potter's just got them playing a lot more freely and with a little bit of ability to add some of that attacking flair. And I think they've probably, aside from the weekend, looked pretty good under him. And it was interesting last week, speaking to the players, they were so strong on their endorsement of Mick Potter, particularly Kyle Flanagan was the one that was really like, they hoped he was at the club next year. I don't think the players would hold that against Cameron Serrato, and I'm sure they'll give him everything that they've got. I just felt a little bit sorry for Mick Potter. It felt a bit like the Dean Pay situation all over again. But certainly there's a lot of raps on Cameron Seraldo. 5 years, a lot of talk about that being too long. I actually think it's a good length deal for a rookie coach, because those contracts would be built in, not that they have to pay out that 5 years, that there's going to be some sort of payout if they end that early, but it won't be a 5-year payout. And it just gives him 2 years to kind of settle in and then 3 years to win a premiership.
It's also changed the face, I reckon, in terms of coaching in the NRL. This might be an insight into what we'll see more and more of, because as you well know, not too long ago we had three head coach jobs vacant in the NRL. One of those at the Warriors went to Andrew Webster, the other one went to Tim Sheens and then Benji Marshall, and this one goes to Cameron Seraldo. So the highly experienced premiership winning coaches out there, the old guard if you want, have all been overlooked for this one, and they've all gone for rookie coaches or assistant coaches, even though they've got well-credentialed backing behind them. But perhaps this is the changing face of head coaching in the game, where clubs start to look for these next-generation coaches. Maybe that's something that we're about to see.
Yeah, potentially. And it's interesting too with the Tim Sheehan's appointment and Benji, and this appointment is you've got kind of an older head behind them. So you've got Gus Gould is going to be leading, guiding Cameron Serraldo through, and Tim Sheehan's is going to be guiding Benji through. Mm. So you're right. Maybe it's a little bit of a changing of the guard. I think I don't know why you want to become a head coach. I don't know why you want to do that. But hopefully with Gus Gould there, he won't have to deal with all the other kind of politics. Gus will take care of that and he can just concentrate on the coaching.
It's like being a player. I mean, players want to come through to play first grade. Coaches want to come through to head coach. They whilst assistant coach sounds a lot better in terms of, you know, you're not getting all the bullets, so to speak, then at least that's your ambition. You don't go in there to be a reserve grade or an assistant coach going through. They've got that desire and they want to see what it's all about. A couple of quick ones. Latrell, do you think he plays on Thursday night? Coach says 100% good to go, but didn't look good at the back end of training yesterday.
No, and I don't know if you saw, he replied to one of the Instagram posts and he said Ferrari in the garage, which I kind of liked a little bit of personality there from Latrell. I would rest him if he's not 100% right. I think you need him sort of fit and firing heading into the finals, but we can only go on what the club says at the moment. The club says he's okay. He was certainly heavily iced yesterday, but club says he's good to go. We got to believe them.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens a little bit later on with the Newcastle Knights, but we've achieved a couple of things this morning. The person you think the Raiders need is Ricky Stewart, and you'd be happy if they signed Cameron Serraldo to a 20-year deal so we don't have to talk about this again. I think we've got through some good stuff this morning, JA. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Jaleesa Apps there.